Arnason says some species are named this way because scientists have trouble getting the public interest in their studies. Identifying them with a recognizable person is a way to raise awareness and provide an opportunity to learn about the issues surrounding nature and conservation. It also allows scientists to highlight some human-like traits in these animals and ultimately make them a bit more relatable. We're always trying to find ways of calling attention to major issues in conservation, Egnarsson says. This way, the general public will hear about it. Some real but obscure Latin words won't get many headlines, but the Neopala Donald Triumphi moth and the Spintharus Bernie Anderson spider managed to get people talking.